اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمدللہ رب العالمین وبه نستعین، وصلی اللہ علی سیدنا و مولانا ابی القاسم المصطفیٰ محمد، اللہم صلی علی محمد و آل محمد وعجل فرجہم. السلام علیکم ڈیئر فرینڈز، ڈیئر برادرز اینڈ سسٹرز، ڈیئر فیملیز، ڈیئر ایس او کیو ممبرز، ڈیئر اسٹوڈنٹس اینڈ ٹیچرز آف قوم، ڈیئر لورز آف دی اہل البیت، ٹو یٹ اندر ایس او کیوز تھرسڈے نائٹ پروگرامز ان قوم. اٹ از ٹرولی اے بلیسنگ ٹو ہیو آل آف یو ویت اس ان دا پروگرام ٹو نائٹ آن دس کائنڈ آف اے چلی نائٹ بٹ بیوٹیفل ویدر، اے کول بریز ان دا ڈارک ڈیزرٹ نائٹ آف قوم. سو آئی ہیو ہیئر ون فرام دا لیڈر آف دی اسلامک ریولیوشن امام سید علی خامنئی، ویر ہی ٹاکس اباؤٹ دی اسلامک سیمینری، ہی ٹاکس اباؤٹ دا حوزہ علمیہ آف قوم، اینڈ ہی سیز دیٹ اف دا قوم سیمینری اور اینی ادر اسلامک سیمینری سٹس آن دا سائڈ لائنز، سو ونس اگین اف دا قوم سیمینری اور اینی ادر اسلامک سیمینری decides to sit on the sidelines in a corner away from all the happenings of the world, if the Qom seminary or any other Islamic seminary decides to sit on the sidelines, it will lead to their elimination. So brothers and sisters, one of the critical things, the most important things of the Hoza Ilmiya, of the Qom seminary, or as Agha says, excuse me, any other Islamic seminary, is to not stay on the sidelines, but rather to be on the field, active. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajjal farajahum. Another thing that I had written over here is we at SOQ, we like to keep things fresh. We like to keep things live. We like to keep things fun. Of course, with a little bit of seriousness, but one and spirituality. But one of the main things that we like to do at SOQ is to be connected to our leaders, whether it is connected to the words of our leaders or it is connected to the stances of our leaders. But that is one of the things that makes us unique and differentiates us. So along these lines, I kind of had one more thing here. Forgive me for adding things. We do request the prayers and the du'as for all of the oppressed all across the world, wherever they may be, whether it's in Nigeria or Pakistan or India or Myanmar, or whether it's in the outskirts of China or anywhere in the world. We even see that Muslims in Western countries are oppressed and are facing oppression. May Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted, save them all, help them all, and especially our own brothers, Muzammil Zaidi and Asim Naqvi. Please recite a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajjal farajahum. So just to kind of back up what I said, right? So your actions should back up your words, or your words should back up your actions, either way. We do the philosophical discussion later. But since we do stay connected to our leaders here, I have two quick quotes before I invite our main speaker for tonight. One thing we try to always promote, encourage, and strengthen Muslim unity. So we have here a quote from Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei that he says, "The main indicator of Muslim unity is Palestine." Again, the main indicator of Muslim unity is Palestine. And, well, let's recite a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. I've been trying to go technology free, so I used to have a cell phone and I had all this stuff written on there. It was a little bit easier, so I've gone paper. So inshallah, with the conservation things, I'll go paperless one day with a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajjal farajahum. I have one more really interesting quote again from the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei. He says, and pay attention, it's very interesting. He says that the enemy commissions, right? The enemy pays, the enemy hires. The enemy commissions thinkers, writers, activists, and the like. The enemy pays writers, thinkers, activists, and the like to write about and prove that Islam has nothing to do with the following. And it's not limited to these. In the speech, he wrote quite a few different things. I'm just going to pick two or three. He says that the enemy commissions thinkers, writers, activists, and the like to write about and prove that Islam has nothing to do with social issues, foreign policy, domestic policy, international issues, the economic system, and the battle against the forces of evil. So we understood what's happening, right? The enemy pays, hires people, and not just regular people like me, thinkers, writers, activists, people who are active in the field, to do what? To prove to the masses that Islam, it has nothing to do with foreign policy. Islam has nothing to do with domestic and national issues. Islam has nothing to do with the economic system. Islam has nothing to do with this great battle against the forces of evil. Salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajil farajam. One last thing before I invite the speaker. We have a special request for a Surah Fatiha. Of course, for all of the shuhada of Islam, for all of the ulama and the maraji that have passed on, for all of the believers, for all of those that have passed away from your families, from our families, and most especially for Sister Parveen Zahra, daughter of Sheikh Nazir Hussain, with a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.